Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Despite rumors and unconfirmed news reports, we can now confirm that First District Supervisor Jimmy Smith will file resignation papers effective as of August the 3rd. The Board of Supervisors will discuss the matter at Tuesday's meeting and provide direction to staff on whether or not the Board wants to send a letter to Governor Brown recommending a temporary replacement supervisor to fill out Smith's term, which ends in December. It's up to the governor whether or not to appoint someone to fill the spot. The supervisors will also discuss the direction it will take in filling board and commission appointments that will be left vacant with Smith's resignation. Congressman Mike Thompson's office announced today that a federal grant of more than $145,000 has been awarded to the North Coast Veterans Center. The funds, which come through the Housing and Urban Development Department and the VA, will be used as vouchers to provide rental assistance for homeless and disabled veterans. Congressman Thompson said in a statement, "One out of six men and women living in our shelters once served our country in uniform. This is a disgrace. We can and must do better." The grant is part of $75 million appropriated for fiscal year 2012 that provides services for veterans all across the country. Yesterday, a resident of Bryceland was driving along his family property on Neyland Road when he saw a flatbed truck pulling a trailer and noticed that the scrap metal loaded onto the trailer had come from his property. The man stopped to take down the license plate number of the vehicle, and two men in the truck objected, yelling at him and throwing an object, probably a rock, that shattered the windshield of his truck. The resident then called 911, and sheriff's deputies pulled the vehicle over on Highway 36. Two men in the vehicle, 47-year-old Michael Lorenzo of Fortuna and 54-year-old James Dixon of Fortuna, were detained and then arrested on charges of grand theft and possession of stolen property. Dixon was also charged with possession of an unlawful weapon, and both men were booked into county jail. A burglary on Barscape Lane in Eureka yesterday morning led to a truck being stolen and then a foot chase. A resident of the home was awakened by their barking dog at around 2:30 in the morning, and when she went into the kitchen to investigate, she found a man standing by her counter. The man fled outside and then stole the family's pickup truck, along with the woman's purse, ID, and credit cards, as well as with recent purchases made at a department store. Yesterday afternoon, an off-duty Eureka police officer spotted the stolen truck on Highway 101 just south of Herrick Avenue and kept an eye on the suspect, who was walking away from the truck while on-duty officers and deputies responded. The suspect, described as a white male adult with brown hair, wearing a baseball cap and a red flannel shirt and jeans, then fled the area on foot and managed to elude pursuing officers and deputies. Anyone with information about the burglary or the suspect is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Since early Monday morning, the Sheriff's Department has been searching for 20-year-old Eureka resident Matthew Williams. Williams had fled from a deputy in a pickup truck and then on foot following a vehicle pursuit. Williams is also suspected of being armed with a handgun during the pursuit and managed to elude deputies during a foot pursuit later on Monday evening. A surveillance video from the Walgreens at Harrison Harrison showed Williams in the store this morning in the company of two young women, and Williams again fled before deputies reached the scene. Williams is a white male adult, 5'11", 160 pounds, with strawberry blonde hair. Anyone with information as to his whereabouts is asked to contact the sheriff's office. For the third time since December of 2011, Eureka police officers have arrested 49-year-old Brian Fleming for possession of methamphetamine, only this time it wasn't a gram or two. Fleming was arrested at the Blue Lake Casino after surveillance video showed evidence of drug dealing. Officers found Fleming in possession of more than a quarter pound of meth hidden in his pickup truck, and a later search at properties associated with Fleming, officers found material associated with drug sales. Fleming was booked into county jail on several charges, including yet another enhancement for being arrested for a felony while being on felony probation after being arrested for a previous felony while still on probation from yet another previous felony arrest. Dr. Seuss couldn't write this story, and Fleming's bail was set at $150,000. And Eureka police officers arrested 34-year-old Dale Baldridge early this morning after seeing him run across Fifth Street and acting in a suspicious manner. Baldridge was detained and searched, and officers found 57 grams of heroin packaged for sale. Baldridge, with a record of drug and theft offenses, was booked into county jail on possession and possession for sale charges. And that's the North Coast News on this Friday evening for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.